Greeting, professors, and to everyone who is listening to this audio. We are from Cambodia, and we are currently studying at Royal University of Agriculture, Faculty of Veterinary Medicine. We have choose solving veterinary drug residual problem with the social media as our topic for the poster competition. Drug residual describes the presence of veterinary pharmaceutical products such as antimicrobials and deworming products in meat or other animal products. Humans mainly consume foods of animal origins such as milk, meat, and eggs to meet their nutritional needs. And the nature and quality of the food they eat has been linked to their health. These days, consumers are concerned about how drug residue in their food will affect their health. Which are the factors that cause drug residue? First, it's because of the misuse of drugs in animal. Misuse of drugs on animal refer to using the wrong dose, using the wrong drug on animal due to the wrong diagnosis, and inject the drug at the wrong route. Second, it's because of the farmer lack of awareness on withdrawal period. A study on prevalence of drug residual shows that in Ghana, the prevalence of drug residual is 30.8% for beef and 28.6% for pork and 6.8% for eggs. And in Nigeria, show that the prevalence of drug residues is 0.1% to 1% for eggs and 33.1% for chicken meat. Drug residues can be really dangerous for public health. First, it can cause toxic effects on the cardiovascular system. Consumption of meat containing beta antagonist drug like rectopamine may result in high blood pressure. Second, it is the risk of cancer and genetic mutations. Some drugs used in animals may alter genes, which can lead to cancer or even malformation in developing baby. Third, it's allergic reactions. Consumption of meat or animal product containing antimicrobial residue of penicillin, tetracycline, and sulfonamide increase the risk of developing allergic reactions. Fourth, it is gastrointestinal disturbances. Antimicrobial residual in meat can lead to an imbalance of intestinal flora, resulting in gastrointestinal disturbances such as constipation, indigestion, diarrhea, bloating, acidity, etc. Due to all the reasons above, our team came up with a solution, which is to create educational videos. Our goal is to create two kinds of video, which is short and long video. For short video, we refer to a 15 to 30 second advertisement video on social media, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok, etc. The content of short video should be about the risk of drug residue, while the long 2 minute to 3 minutes educational video should be cover all the important points of drug residue to raise the awareness of drug residue. In conclusion, as it already well known, both young and old individuals spend a lot of time on social media these days. Therefore, spreading information and awareness about the problem of veterinary drug residual on social media will be able to reach more people. Farmers must understand the proper use of veterinary drugs on animals in order to resolve the issue raised above. And consumers must purchase animal products from reliable sources.